Investor Brand Network, IBN, a multifaceted communications organization engaged in connecting public companies to the investment community, is pleased to announce the launch of the Stock to Me podcast as part of its sustained audio communications effort to provide specialized content distribution via widespread syndication channels. The following Stock to Me podcast is an Investor Brand Network audio production and may feature a client partner of IBN. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this podcast. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure. Thank you, and here today is your host of the Stock to Me podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you for making us part of your day, and thank you for tuning in to the Stock to Me podcast. We're joined today by Alan Jones. He is the president of Imaginos Incorporated. Now, we've spoken with Alan already, and we've got the basic building blocks for the company, what the company was able to accomplish in the year 2020, and more about the management team. But today we're talking again because they have a very interesting patent application that we wanted to discuss for the company, for their EdManage software, and we'll talk a little bit about that with Alan after we introduce him to the show. Alan, how are you today?
I'm hanging in there.
Well, thank you for that. We're happy to have you back on the show. Hey, Alan, before we get deep into this interview, though, if you will do a refresh for the new listeners, tell us a little bit about what you're doing there at the company.
I'd be glad to. Several years ago, our director of education, Keith Larrick, was a superintendent in Tracy, California, and he gave three teachers a year with a clean slate and said, design the best possible school based on best practices. Don't do anything that hasn't been proven before, but put them together in a way that makes them better than they were. So they've done that, and they created an amazing program that's been very effective. And what we're trying to do as a kind of, they're teachers, they're dedicated to just making the learning experience for their students as good as possible. So we've come along and partnered with them. We're going to help them and take their model and make it available to other schools. So that's our goal, is to transform schools to the very successful model at the Tracy Learning Center.
Very good. And again, listeners, refer back to that earlier audio interview for a deeper dive and the history of the company. So let's talk about this patent application. Let's talk about, what is EdManage?
EdManage is an analytics platform that aggregates all the data from a school district and then analyzes it and produces actionable information. Aristotle, many years ago, was quoted as saying, the whole is greater than the sum of the parts. And that's usually where you stop hearing that quote. But the rest of the quote is, if the parts are assembled in some logical way, and not just a heap of parts. And that's what we're trying to do with our platform. We're trying to say, there's all of these heaps of parts out there, but there's no way to manage them, to put them together logically. And so our analytics platform, EdManage, is going to do that. You remember Donald Rumsfeld, who's former Secretary of Defense?
I sure do.
He had a very interesting saying. He said, there are things that we know. We call those knowns. There are things that we don't know. Those are the unknowns. Then there are things that we don't know that we don't know. Those are the unknown unknowns. And that's where I add to my statement. And those are the things that can bite you in the butt or give you the great opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we've tried to do is, thinking in terms of the way he looked at things, use analytics to determine what are those unknown unknowns and what do we need to do to protect ourselves from them or take advantage of them.
Well, let's dive into EdManage specifically, which we are doing. You've given us sort of the background and why you've created EdManage. Can you give us a little bit about how EdManage works?
Certainly. Our program is to deliver customized education to every child. So that's physically impossible to do manually. A teacher cannot have a classroom of 30 children or 20 children or any number of children more than five and effectively customize the education for each one of them. You need an analytics platform to manage that, so that your role is no longer being the sage on stage, but being the guide on the side. That's become a trite saying in education, but it has a lot of meaning. In our traditional school systems, the teachers are the source of the information, either verbally or through textbooks. They deliver information to the students, and the students are passive learners sitting there trying to absorb and memorize and be able to recall information. We try to change that. We change them from passive listeners to active learners. Confucius, 2,500 years ago, Confucius said, "I hear and I forget. I see and I remember. I do and I understand." And if you think about the way you learn, or anybody of us think about it, that's the way we remember things best, is if we actually do something, if we use information, don't just try to remember information. So we create an environment where students are constantly not just learning information, but using information. And analytics makes that possible because we can, through observational rubrics, the teacher can walk around the classroom, observe the teams that are doing the learning, and watch each student and observe their level of mastery, and then recommend activities that they can do to increase their understanding of the content and mastering of the standards.
So for the company, it's always been about tailor-made education for the student. You've had to create EdManage with an exorbitant amount of raw data so that you can understand and create a platform that can be all-encompassing. As we look forward into 2021, where do you see this going, Alan? Of course, you've got the patent application. Of course, it's going to have continued waves of refinement as well. What about market penetration and case studies? In other words, will your sales team be out there getting EdManage into the hands of educators or outside of your facility? Or right now, it's going to stay in your facility and be beta tested, if you will?
Good question. The immediate need for us is to raise the cash to build the product that we need to deliver on the vision. So we are in the process of selling shares in the company towards raising that financial cash. We are also working with organizations and building an awareness of what we're trying to do so that as the product becomes available, we'll have schools lined up that are ready to take it and run with it. We're working with groups of teachers, we're working with administrators, we're working with politicians, all of whom are enormously encouraging. Historically, education, the best word to describe the pace of change in education is glacial. It moves at the speed of a glacier.
Mm-hmm.
What we're trying to do is move that needle. And interestingly, COVID, for all of its horrible effects, has pointed out that the current system has a lot of flaws. And we've got a system that fixes those flaws and creates a more positive environment. Because our students are independent learners, and they learn in class just as though they were sitting at home at their own desk, if we had been in place in your district when you had to close it down, the kids would have just transitioned rather seamlessly. I mean, they would obviously miss the social contact that comes from in face-to-face, but that's unavoidable. We can't fix the pandemic piece of it. We can fix the educational piece of it.
Well, Alan, as always, it's a pleasure to speak with you once again. Exciting times for you and your company and with this patent application for EdManage. Any closing thoughts or comments on what the company will be up to here in the remainder of 2021?
Yeah, I have a blog post that I'm going to post. I think it's called Doing Well While Doing Good. Doing well is a financial assessment. Doing good is a cultural assessment. Excuse me. And this is an opportunity to do both. If you're interested in making public education better, go to our website, learn more about what we're doing, encourage us, invest in us, and you'll be doing good by helping us transform public education, and you'll be doing well because we believe your investment will pay you very big dividends.
Those are the kind of investments we love to make. Is that right, listeners? We like to do things that are good for the soul and good for the pocketbook at the same time and good for our country as well. As we lag behind globally in education, we need to make up ground and we need to make it up fast. Great time once again to be speaking with Alan Jones, the president of Imaginus Incorporated. Alan, thanks so much for your time here today.
Good talking with you, Stuart. Thank you.
All right. For Alan Jones, this is Stuart Smith saying thanks so much for listening.
The following Stock to Me podcast was an Investor Brand Network audio production. IBN is a financial news and publishing company delivering a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and enhanced news release services. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for corporate communications relations, as well as various press releases and social media solutions provided to its clients. IBN holds no shares of any company named on the IBN sites, brands, and/or podcasts. To be clear, all officers, directors, and independent contractors of Investor Brand Network hold zero positions in and do not trade or intend to trade the securities for their own accounts. This interview is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell securities. Information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured company carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the company thoroughly with the registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This podcast audio interview by Investor Brand Network is not intended to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured company and other sources, but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness and accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.